This has been an amazing time going through the book of Colossians. Ha sido un tiempo muy lindo pasando por el libro de Colosenses. We're almost at the end. Casi llegamos al final. The message today and next week will be the end of our trip in Colossians. El mensaje de hoy y la semana que viene va a ser el final del mensaje en Colosenses. The whole year, the theme has been deeper and higher. Nuestro tema del año, el lema del año ha sido alto y profundo. We want to go deeper and higher in the Lord. Queremos ir más alto y profundo en el Señor. I hope that you've been able to go deeper and higher in your relationship with Jesus this year. Amen. Yo espero que han podido ir más alto y profundo en su relación con el Señor. Doesn't it seem like New Year's Eve was just yesterday? No parece que el año nuevo fue ayer. Do you know that we're 3 months away from doing it again? Estamos a 3 meses de hacerlo otra vez. I feel like we just sang Robert happy birthday, you know? We just did it. Le acabamos de cantar a Robert feliz cumpleaños. Because, you know, his birthday is January 1st. Su cumpleaños es el primero de enero. So he's always the first happy birthday of the year. Siempre él es el feliz cumpleaños primero del año. So we love you, Brother Robert, okay? Lo amamos al hermano Robert, amen? We so appreciate his ministry in the booth. Apreciamos su ministerio. And if others want to help, remember Sister Zoe's training. And if others want to help to learn how to help in the AV, please talk to Brother Robert. He can train you. Si otros quieren ayudar con audiovisual, hablen con el hermano y él los va a entrenar. How many of you have written a letter to someone with your heart? ¿Cuántos han escrito una carta a alguien con su corazón? Amen? You know, it's funny. We don't really write a lot of letters anymore. Ya casi no escribimos cartas, right? You know, we text everybody. Texteamos a medio mundo. We what's up, everybody. You know, these little short messages, estos mensajitos, right? You know, but there used to be a time where people wrote letters. I remember writing letters, several pages. Yo acuerdo escribir cartas de muchas páginas. I once wrote my first pastor a 10-page letter. Una vez le escribí a mi primer pastor una carta de 10 páginas, expressing my love and affection for him, expresando mi amor y todo el cariño que tenía para él. I once wrote my dad probably about a 12-page letter. A mi papá le escribí una carta de 12 páginas. You know, their tears literally came down on that paper. Uh-huh. Venían llantos sobre esa carta. How many of you have written a letter that way with your heart? ¿Cuántos han escrito una carta así con su corazón? Well, that's how Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians. Así escribió Pablo esta carta a los Colosenses. And it's unbelievable that now that is a part of God's word. Eso es parte de la palabra de Dios. God inspired him. Dios lo inspiró. And the church considered this so precious, la iglesia lo consideró tan precioso, that they kept sharing it with each other. Lo compartían con otros. It would go from church to church, iba de iglesia a iglesia. And as the years went by, we finally put it together all in one thing called the Bible. Y después de muchos años, lo pusieron todo esto junto en lo que llamamos la Biblia. By the hand of God, por la mano del Señor. And today as we read this, I want us to get a sense that Paul was talking to real people. Él estaba hablando a personas reales. Ordinary people, personas ordinarias, that an extraordinary God did something great through them. Que un Dios extraordinario hizo algo increíble a través de ellos. But they were like us. Ellos eran como nosotros. They were from different places. Venían de diferentes lugares. Men, women, hombres, mujeres, different ages, diferentes edades, different backgrounds, diferentes antecedentes. And so when we read this, I want us to feel that Paul was trying to close his letter. Pablo estaba tratando de hacer clausura a su carta, and he wanted to just remind them of some very important things. Y les quería recordar de cosas muy importantes. Maybe just like you and me would at the end of a letter, we would want to say that this is the most important thing. Al final de la carta, nosotros pondríamos lo que es más importante, ¿va? Don't forget this. No lo olvides, right? All right. Would you pray with me? ¿Pueden orar conmigo? Heavenly gracious Father, we praise you. Te adoramos, Padre. We're so thankful for your love. Estamos tan agradecidos por tu amor. We need you right now. Te necesitamos. I need you. Yo te necesito. Lord, would you just take over this time through The Holy Spirit. Toma control a través de este tiempo, a través del Espíritu Santo. Speak to each one. Hable a cada uno. Lord, just bring alive the message. Trae vivo el mensaje. To the deepest part of who we are. A lo más profundo de quienes somos. That we would not be the same after. Que no seamos igual. That we would apply your word. Que apliquemos tu vida. That we would glorify you. Que te glorifiquemos. We would build each other up. Que nos edifiquemos unos a otros. That we would truly be the church you have designed us to be. Que seamos la iglesia que tú nos has diseñado ser. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Te pedimos todo esto en nombre de Jesús. Use your servant. Usa tu siervo. Amén. Amén. I titled this message, The Church. And if you look in your bulletin, there's a sermon guide. En el boletín está la guía del sermón. Y titulé este mensaje, La Iglesia. And there's so much here that I decided to split it up in two parts. I should probably do that a lot of times. I'm learning, okay? Decidí que hay tanto aquí que había que dividirlo en dos partes. Y tengo que aprender, yo creo, hacer esto un poquito más, especially being bilingual, especialmente siendo bilingüe. But your pastor's learning, just like you. Pastor también está aprendiendo, como ustedes. And I appreciate your prayers and support. Aprecio tanto sus oraciones y apoyo. But I want you to turn in your Bibles to Colossians 4, 7 through 18. Quiero que busquen en su Biblia Colosenses 4, 7 al 18. And today, we're going to do it a little bit different. Instead of me reading the whole text, en vez de yo leer todo el texto, I'm going to pick out certain things. Voy a agarrar ciertas cosas. And I'm going to ask that you be responsible and you be reading the text. Sea responsable y leer todo el texto. But because of the dynamic of this message, por la dinámica del mensaje, and we're going to do it just a little bit different. Lo vamos a hacer un poquito diferente. But I do want to start by reading here the first couple verses, okay? Quiero empezar leyendo los primer par de versículos. And just be prepared to look at some different texts. Esté preparado para mirar a diferentes textos. And if you don't have a Bible, there are some English pew Bibles as well. And we need to work on getting some ones in Spanish. You can help me with that, okay? God's Word. Everybody there? Colossians 4, 7 and 8 at least. ¿Todos están ahí? Colosenses 4. Empezando el versículo 7. Okay. So let me read. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. Paul speaking. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and servant of the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. Ahora el versículo 7. Todos mis asuntos se los haré saber Tíquico, hermano amado, fiel ministro y consiervo en el Señor. Lo envío a ustedes con este fin, para que conozcan nuestros asuntos y para que Él anime sus corazones. May God bless the reading of His word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga su palabra, la lectura de su palabra a nuestras mentes y corazones. Amén. The very first point of the message is that the church is the family of God. La iglesia es la familia de Dios. Even at the very beginning of this part of his letter, aún en la parte ahí que empezamos a leer de esta parte de su carta, Paul is expressing deep affection. Él está expresando un gran amor y cariño. He has trusted this brother. Él ha confiado este hermano, Tychicus. What a name, right? Tychicus. Tíquico. ¿Qué nombre, va? Not easy to say. Say it 7 times fast. Dilo 7 veces rápido. It tickles a little, right? It tickles just a little bit. Aquí un poquito. All right. He sent him. He loved him. Él lo amó. He was someone that Paul trusted. Pablo confiaba. Because imagine this treasure of a letter. Imagínese este tesoro de una carta. You wouldn't just give it to anyone, right? No se lo darías a cualquiera, right? You wouldn't send this FedEx. you would want to trust this to someone that you knew could take it, because back then there was no FedEx or express mail. You'd give a letter to someone and they would take it for hundreds of miles sometimes. Una persona lo llevaba tal vez aún a pie por cientos de millas. You know, maybe on horse, tal vez el caballo, but it was not easy. No era fácil. And so he trusted him. And the very first thing that I want us to understand is that all of this section is about the church. Toda esta sección se trata de la iglesia. Even though Paul doesn't explicitly say the word church, aunque él no lo dice explícitamente, all of what he's painting a picture of is, this is the church, esta es la iglesia. And he wants them to realize who they are, y él quiere que realicen quiénes son. Do you know who you are as the church of Jesus? ¿Sabes quién eres tú como la iglesia de Cristo? The church is not the building. La iglesia no es el edificio. This is a place set apart where we can worship God. Es un lugar apartado para adorar al Señor. But the church is not the building. First of all, the church is a family, and it's the family of God. La iglesia es una familia, y es la familia de Dios. It's not an organization. No es una organización. It's not a business. No es un negocio. It's not just a goodwill feeling. We want to do nice things for people. No es solo un grupo que tiene sentimientos bonitos para hacer cosas para otra gente. It is the church of Jesus. Es la iglesia de Cristo. He bought it with a price. Él lo ha comprado con un precio. His blood, la sangre de él. The bride of Jesus, la novia de Jesús. We are the church. Nosotros somos la iglesia. And we are connected to other brothers and sisters around the world. Y estamos conectados con hermanos alrededor del mundo. How many of you are from another country? ¿Cuántos de ustedes son de otro país? How many? Almost everybody raised their hand. That's incredible. Casi todo el mundo. How many have been to another country? ¿Cuántos han ido a otro país? So you're aware there's a whole planet out there, right? Hay un planeta. It's not just USA on the map, right? No solo en los Estados Unidos. You know that God is working around the world? How many of you know that? Que Dios está trabajando alrededor del mundo. And you know who he's working through? ¿Saben a través de quién está trabajando Dios? Who's he working through? La iglesia. The church. Él está trabajando a través de la iglesia. Iglesia, on and on, right? And guess what? You are a part of that. Tú eres parte de eso. But Paul wants us to realize first that we're a family. The whole tone here of all of these, as he's talking about all these different brothers and sisters, mientras él está hablando de estos hermanos, it's a tone of love. Es un tono de amor. How many would say that family and the word love should be connected? ¿Cuántos de ustedes piensan que la familia y la palabra amor deberían de ser conectados? Is it always that way? ¿Siempre es así? Well, humanly, no. Humanamente, no. But in the family of God, it should be at the center. En la familia de Dios debe de ser al centro. ¿Amén? The heartbeat of the church should be the love of God. El latido del corazón de la iglesia debe ser el amor de Dios. That's what keeps us together. That's the glue. Esa es la goma. Because we're from different places, right? Somos de diferentes lugares. And it's really easy to be divided as people. Es bien fácil ser dividido como gente. Right now, our nation is divided. En este momento, nuestra nación está dividida. There's a lot of noise going on about race and political views and et cetera, et cetera. Hay mucho sobre la raza y cosas políticas that are dividing, están dividiendo a la gente. But let me tell you, in the church, we should be united in the love of God. En la iglesia debemos de ser unidos en el amor de Dios. People should come from the outside and go, wow, this is different than our country. La gente debería de llegar aquí y decir, esto es diferente que nuestro país. You guys get along. Ustedes se llevan bien. You guys actually like each other. Ustedes se caen bien. You guys love each other. Se aman. You guys do things together. Ustedes hacen cosas juntas. You guys care about each other. Ustedes les importa unos a otros. You guys know each other. Ustedes se conocen. My challenge to us is to really be the family of God here. Mi reto a nosotros es que de veras seamos la familia de Dios. Not just on paper, no solo en papel, but here, pero aquí. Do you want to be a part of the family of God? ¿Quieres ser parte de la familia de Dios? Then I want to encourage you to open up your heart more. Quiero animarte que abres más tu corazón. Because it's not about here. I mean, I'm not saying don't use your head. No estoy diciendo que no uses tu cabeza. But it's more about here. Se trata más de esto. Read with me 1 Timothy 3:15. Miren conmigo Primera de Timoteo 3:15. 1 Timothy 3:15. A little bit further, un poquito más adelante de Colosenses. And at the end of this section, Paul is just so loving. I'm going to read this first, though. I'm going to read this first. 1 Timothy 3:15, Primera Timoteo 3:15. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? If I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Si me retraso, sepas cómo hay que portarse en la casa de Dios, que es la iglesia del Dios viviente, columna y fundamento de la verdad. As we look at the Greek, cuando miramos el griego original, this can easily, house of God, be translated family of God. Ese término, casa de Dios, se puede traducir familia de Dios. Because in the house of God, who lives there? En la casa de Dios, ¿quién vive ahí? La familia de Dios. So understand that this is the family of God. We should know how to act. Debemos de saber cómo comportarnos because we are the family of God. Somos la familia de Dios. How should we handle a certain situation? The way that is worthy of the family of God. ¿Cómo compartirnos en una situación en una manera que es digna de la casa del Señor, de la familia del Señor? Are we living that way? ¿Estamos viviendo de esa manera? Look with me to 2 Corinthians 6:18. 2 Corintios 6, 18. An Old Testament scripture is being quoted here. Un versículo del Antiguo Testamento está siendo citado aquí. And this is a scripture originally applied to Israel, the people of God. Es un versículo que originalmente se aplicaba a Israel, el pueblo de Dios. But now it's being applied to those who have been added to the family through Jesus. Pero ahora está siendo aplicado a los que han sido añadidos a la familia a través de Jesús. And we read, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Yo seré un padre para ustedes, y ustedes serán mis hijos y mis hijas, dice el Señor Todopoderoso. So if God is our heavenly Father, if the Father, si el Padre es nuestro Padre Celestial, then what does that make each one of us to each other? ¿Qué nos hace nosotros unos a otros? Hijos de Dios, children of God. But what else? What does that make us? Brothers and sisters. Nos hace hermanos. When I say hermano to you, I'm not trying to say that because I might have forgotten your name. Well, maybe sometimes. But I should be saying that. I'm being honest. But I should be saying that because in my heart, you're my brother or sister, and I see you that way. Cuando yo digo hermano, hermana, no debe ser solo porque se me ha olvidado el nombre, pero porque yo tengo un amor, cariño por usted. Porque nos estamos viendo como hermanos. That's not just some little thing we add, no es algo que agregamos. It needs to come from the heart. Debe de venir del corazón. Plenty of you know that you are my dear brother or sister. Usted es mi querido hermano y hermana. And sometimes I add that to messages. A veces lo agrego. And I know some people aren't used to that. Yo sé que algunos no están acostumbrados. But we need to be affectionate in Christ with each other. Debemos de ser cariñosos en el Señor Amén. Unos con otros. Some of you are not used to affection, I can tell. Algunos de ustedes no están acostumbrados a cariño. Come on, let's be honest, sean honestos. But guess what? We need to learn to express affection in a godly, good way. En una manera positiva, tenemos que, cariñosa, del Señor, debemos de expresar ese cariño entre nosotros. Because let me tell you something, you need it, even if you're not used to it. Lo necesitas, aunque no estés acostumbrado. Because God made us that way. Dios nos hizo esa manera. And it's a reflection of God's love in us. Es un reflejo del amor de Dios en nosotros. So let's learn to do that. Express love with our brothers and sisters. Expresar amor. And guess what? That means remembering each other. Eso significa recordarnos. Like our birthdays and not being off on when our birthdays is. Saber cuándo son los cumpleaños. Knowing those important things in people's lives. Saber esas cosas importantes en la vida de los demás. Oh, they're going to go to a special thing where they're going to go to court or they're going to go get their citizenship. We should know those things and be praying for each other, right? Those special dates, esas fechas especiales que van a ir por su ciudadanía o la corte, etc. We should know that. Deberíamos de conocer eso. Because we're a what? We're a family. Somos una familia. What about our needs? ¿Qué tal nuestras necesidades? Do you know that there's Christians that come to church or come to Sundays, vienen los domingos, and they could be suffering inside, sufriendo adentro, and they won't tell anybody, no le dicen a nadie. Or their refrigerator is empty, la refrigeradora está vacía, and they don't speak up, y no hablan, because maybe pride, orgullo, or shame, vergüenza. But in the family of God, we should not be ashamed. En la familia de Dios, no deberíamos de tener vergüenza. We should be able to say, I need help. Yo necesito ayuda. Is that not the way it should be? Amen. Now, does that mean that you have to tell everybody all your afflictions? ¿Significa que le tienes que decir todo el mundo la lista de tus aflicciones? No. But we should have trust within the family that we can open up to somebody. Deberíamos de tener la confianza en la familia de Dios para abrirnos por lo menos a una otra persona. How else would we know? ¿Cómo vas a hacer? Do you think the pastor just has magical powers? I can tell whenever you have a need. Que el pastor tiene poderes mágicos, que él puede siempre saber tus necesidades. No, it's not possible. We need each other. Nos necesitamos todos. You know, I'm so thankful for people that sometimes pass me a note. Estoy tan agradecido por gente que me pasa una nota. Pastor, don't forget to pray for this person. They have this need. No te olvides orar por esta persona, tiene esta necesidad. Or, can we do something to help this person? ¿Podemos hacer algo para ayudarlos? That's what the benevolence fund is for. Para eso es el fondo de benevolencia. And I remind everybody that the first Sunday of the month when we have the Lord's Supper, cuando tenemos la Santa Cena, la Santa Cena del Señor, we collect a benevolence offering to go to special needs that come up in the congregation. Para ir a necesidades especiales en la congregación. What I'm trying to say is that we should be a family. Deberíamos de ser una familia. Ephesians 2:19, Efesios 2:19. If you look with me. Not just by name should we be a family, but by action. No solo por nombre deberíamos de ser familia, pero por acciones. Amén. Ephesians 2:19, Efesios 2:19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household or God's family. Por lo tanto, ustedes ya no son extraños ni extranjeros, sino conciudadanos de los santos y miembros de la familia de Dios. Some of you have felt like outsiders your whole life. Algunos de ustedes se han sentido como extranjeros todas sus vidas. Like you never quite belonged anywhere. Que no pertenecías en ningún lugar. Well, you belong, if you're in Jesus, si tú estás en Cristo, you belong to the family of God. Perteneces a la familia de Dios. We belong to each other. We belong to the Lord, but we belong to each other. Pertenecemos al Señor, pero también nos pertenecemos unos a otros. In a good way. In a looking out for each other kind of way. En una buena manera. En la manera de cuidarnos. Not possession, no posesivo, but to look out for each other, pero cuidarnos. I want you to think about that. You know, there's a funny story. Hay un cuento interesante, un poco chistoso. There was a guy who really wanted to marry this girl. Había un muchacho que quería casarse con esta muchacha. And so he brought him to meet the family. Ella lo trajo a conocer a la familia. You know, that's an important event. If any of you guys have gotten married, si ustedes que se han casado, it's a big deal to meet the family, right? Es una cosa grande conocer a la familia. And some people get really nervous, right? Se ponen nerviosos. He was very nervous. And so the first person she introduced him to was the grandmother. I guess the grandma was very, her opinion counted a lot. Ella se lo presentó a la abuelita y parece que la opinión de la abuelita contaba bastante. And there were all these kids around them and all these tables, muchas mesas, muchos niños. And she looked him up and down. You know, nice to meet you, mucho gusto. She looked him up and down. Lo miró de pies a cabeza. And he, oh man, he was nervous, estaba nervioso. He said, so you want to marry my granddaughter, huh? ¿Quieres casarte con mi nieta? Gracias. And he says, yes. ¿Sí? He goes, so do you want to have children? ¿Quieres tener hijos? And his heart was really racing. Estaba bien nervioso. He goes, wow. He was kind of shocked that she was so direct. Estaba tan asombrado que era tan directa esta mujer. But he says, okay. He says, yeah, I do. Sí, sí quiero tener hijos. And so she kind of looked around at all the tables with the kids. Ella miró alrededor con todas las mesas con todos los niños. She goes, okay then. Well, then you should learn to control it. Entonces tú tienes que aprender a controlarlo. Let me tell you, can you control who your brothers and sisters are? ¿Puedes controlar quiénes son tus hermanos? No, right? We come to the family of God by faith in Jesus. Entramos a la familia de Dios por medio de fe en Cristo. But we can't control who our brothers and sisters. No podemos controlar quiénes son nuestros hermanos. That's not our job. No es nuestro trabajo. Our job is to love our brothers and sisters. Nuestro trabajo es amar a nuestros hermanos. Sometimes we get a little annoyed because there's some people, if we're honest in the family, they're a little difficult to handle. Si somos honestos, hay gente en la familia que son un poco difíciles. But guess what? God didn't call us to like everybody. Dios no nos llamó que nos cayera bien todo el mundo, but he called us to love everybody in the family. Nos llamó a amar a todos. And love is an action. El amor es una acción, not a feeling. No es un sentimiento. It is a commitment to do what is right for someone else, no matter how you feel. Es un compromiso de hacer lo mejor para alguien más, no importando lo que sentimos. I hope that we will be committed to showing each other the love of God in our family. Yo espero que estemos comprometidos en demostrarnos el amor de Dios en nuestra familia. I am thankful because I believe we have a loving family. Yo le doy gracias al Señor porque yo creo que tenemos una familia de amor. All right? So, número dos. The church consists of people from different backgrounds. La iglesia consiste de personas de diferentes antecedentes. There's a whole list here. Hay una gran lista of all these people, de todas estas personas, and they come from different places and different backgrounds. Vienen de diferentes lugares y diferentes antecedentes. Tychicus, que es Tíquico. And Paul calls him our beloved brother, nuestro hermano amado. Faithful servant, un siervo fiel. He was a Gentile from Asia Minor. Era un hombre gentil. ¿Se dice gentil? No. ¿Se dice gentil? Gentil, wow. Era un hombre gentil. En otras palabras, no era judío. He was not Jewish. And he was from Asia Minor. Era de otro lado, de Asia. Onísimo. Who was he? He was a runaway slave. Él era un esclavo que se había huido de su amo. And Paul doesn't shame him. He doesn't say it in this letter. Él no lo dice en esta carta. He could have called out Onesimus and said, he's a runaway slave. Él pudo haber dicho, él es un esclavo que se huyó. But he doesn't do that because, see, we don't know that but by this letter, but he was writing to his master because he wanted him, Onesimus, to return and make peace with his master, Philemon. El que él había escrito, no sabemos aquí en esta carta, pero le había escrito a su amo Filemón para que regresara Onésimo y tuviera paz con él. Because now Onesimus was a Christian. Onésimo era un cristiano. And he wanted to honor his obligation. Él quería honrar su obligación. And what did we say about slavery in that time? Esclavitud en ese tiempo, it was to repay a debt, right? Era para pagar de regreso una deuda. It wasn't meant to be lifetime slavery. No era esclavitud o no era el propósito de ser para la vida unless the servant wanted to stay with that family forever. A menos que la persona quería quedarse con la familia sirviendo. These are some of the different people. Estos son algunos. We see Aristarco. And Paul says he is a fellow prisoner in verse 10. Él es también un prisionero, igual que yo, en Colosenses 4:10. In other words, here's another guy who was probably in prison, another Christian who was in prison with Paul. Él era otro prisionero que estaba en la prisión sufriendo por predicar la palabra con Pablo. And as we look on, then we have Mark that's mentioned. Marco también es mencionado. He is the cousin of Barnabas, el primo de Bernabé. And it's surprising and encouraging to see him on Paul's team. Da mucho ánimo verlo en el equipo de Pablo. Because if you may not know this, but in Acts 13:13, Mark had deserted Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. Marco, en la primera jornada misionera de Pablo y Bernabé, los había abandonado. And Barnabas wanted to give him another chance. Bernabé quería darle otra oportunidad, but Paul was like, no. He's not going to get a chance, another chance. No le vamos a dar otra oportunidad. But here we are, 12 years later, 12 años han pasado, and now Mark has been reconciled to Paul, and he's being included in this letter. Ahora, Marcos está reconciliado con Pablo y incluido en esta carta. That means that there's hope of reconciliation in the church when things go wrong. Eso significa que hay esperanza de reconciliación cuando hay problemas en la iglesia. Because there are going to be problems. Van a haber problemas. And we have to learn to forgive each other and restore each other. Tenemos que aprender a aprendernos y restaurarnos. There's Jesus. There's even a Jesus in the group. Hay un Jesús en el grupo. And they call him Justice. We can imagine why, right? Lo llaman el Justo. Because Jesus, imagine, that name was so special, right? You probably didn't want to just call, probably somebody felt a little uncomfortable being called Jesus. Alguien no se sentía confortable. So he said, give me a nickname, dame un apodo. And it's funny because in Spanish, a lot of Jesús go by Chewy. Isn't that interesting? That a lot of people with the name Jesús have Chewy as a nickname? Or I don't know, it's just strange. But it's such a special name. Es un nombre especial. And we see him in that group as well. And all we know about him is that he was also a fellow worker. Verse 11, él también era un trabajador. Serving in the kingdom of God, sirviendo en el equipo. And when we know Epaphras, and we know all about him because he helped to establish the church there. Sabemos de él porque él ayudó a establecer la iglesia en Colosa. It wasn't even Paul who physically was there, ni Pablo estaba ahí físicamente. Epaphras helped to start the church there. Epaphras ayudó a empezar la iglesia ahí. There's Lucas, the beloved physician. El doctor médico, amado. And we know about him in the scriptures. Sabemos de él en la escritura, right? The book of Luke, el libro de Lucas. And God used him in mighty ways. Dios lo usó en maneras poderosas. We have quite an all-star cast, right? Quite a wonderful selection. Una selección increíble tenemos aquí. And yet we have someone like Demas. There's not much that's said there. In fact, what's said there is actually something negative. Es algo negativo. He apparently had deserted Paul and gone to Thessalonica. Él abandonó a Pablo y había ido a Thessalonica. But maybe there's even hope for Demas. Tal vez hay esperanza para él that one day he'll be like Mark. Que un día va a ser como Marco and he'll return. Y va a regresar. On and on, there is much love. Hay mucho amor. The brothers in Colossae and Laodicea, los hermanos en Colosse y Laodicea. There's Nympha, probably a woman who was serving the church, una mujer que servía en la iglesia. What's the point of all of this? That Paul wants us to understand that the church is a body that consists of people from all different backgrounds. La iglesia es un cuerpo con personas de todo tipo de antecedentes. There's room for you in the church. Hay lugar para ti en la iglesia. Whether you're a worker, un obrero, whether you're a teacher, un maestro, whether you're a preacher, un predicador, whether you're just a housewife, eres una ama de casa. There's room for you in the church. Hay espacio para ti. And God has a role for you. Dios tiene un papel para ti. Have you asked the Lord to show you what role he wants you to play in the church? ¿Le has pedido al Señor que te revele qué papel quiere que tú juegues en la iglesia? Or are you just on the sidelines, kind of waiting? ¿Estás de lado, solo mirando el partido? Or are you willing to jump in the game? ¿Estás dispuesto a entrar al partido and to let God use you, dejar que Dios te use? Read with me just quickly. Lean conmigo brevemente Colossians 3:11, Colosenses 3:11. God's word says, la palabra de Dios dice, here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. En esta nueva naturaleza no hay griego ni judío, circunciso ni incircunciso, culto ni inculto, esclavo ni libre, sino que Cristo es todo y está en todos. People always want to put labels. La gente siempre quiere poner títulos. And they want to say, this is who you are. Este es quien eres. But if you are in Christ, it's not about the outward things. Si estás en Cristo, no se trata de lo de por fuera. It's about Jesus in us. Se trata de Jesús en nosotros. That's what unites us. Eso es lo que nos une. In spite of the different languages, a pesar de los lenguajes, the different cultures, las diferentes culturas, our church is a trip. Nuestra iglesia no es fácil. And this pastor, I try to understand, yo trato de entender, but there's times where I probably fail. Hay momentos que yo fracaso. And I apologize if I've ever failed to understand you. Yo le pido perdón a ustedes si a veces no los he entendido. But I'm trying, estoy tratando. But I want you to know the good news, la buena noticia is that Jesus brings us together. Jesús nos une. And we need to stop looking at our differences. Debemos de parar de mirar nuestras diferencias. And we need to see Jesus bringing us together, pero Jesús trayéndonos juntos. And I want to challenge you, if there's something that's separating you from someone else in the church, that's an outward thing, si hay algo que está separándote de algo en la iglesia, de alguien en la iglesia por algo de por fuera, I want you to give that to the Lord. Dáselo al Señor. Because the Lord is here to remove those barriers. El Señor está aquí para remover esas barreras. Those language barriers, esas barreras del lenguaje, the Lord's here to remove them. El Señor está aquí para removerlos. Who feels like the Lord has done some of that in this church right here? ¿Cuántos sienten que el Señor ha empezado a hacer eso en esta iglesia? Amén. Cultural differences, diferencias de cultura, the Lord wants to remove them. El Señor quiere removerlos. Age stuff happening because of age, cosas de edad, the Lord wants to remove them. El Señor quiere removerlos. Things having to do with money, el dinero, the Lord wants to remove that. El Señor lo quiere remover. On and on, una y otra cosa. He doesn't want us to see each other by what our differences, but what unites us in Christ. Él no quiere que nos veamos por nuestra diferencia, pero que lo que nos une en Cristo. Amén. And that's what I love about this church. Eso es lo que amo de esta iglesia. Because I think that even though we mess up, fracasamos, I think we genuinely love each other, or we're trying to. Genuinamente nos amamos o estamos intentando hacerlo. One last verse there, un último versículo ahí. Revelation 7:9, Apocalipsis 7:9. And to me, this is like one of the most exciting verses in the Bible. Para mí es uno de los versículos más emocionantes en la Biblia. This is what's going to happen at the end. Eso es lo que al final, suceder al final. After Jesus has returned, después de que ha regresado Jesús. There's this great vision, hay esta gran visión. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And then verse 10, and they cried out in loud voice, salvation belongs to our Lord who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. El versículo 9. Después de esto miré y apareció una multitud tomada de todas las naciones, tribus, pueblos, y lenguas. Eran tan grandes que nadie podía contarla. Estaban de pie delante del trono y del cordero, vestidos de túnicas blancas y con ramas de palma en la mano. Gritaban a gran voz, la salvación viene de nuestro Dios, que está sentado en el trono y del cordero. Salvation belongs to our God. La salvación pertenece a nuestro Dios. It doesn't belong to any particular country. No pertenece a un país. One language, un lenguaje. People of all nations, gente de todas las naciones. This is a little picture of what that's going to be in massive. Ese es un pequeño retrato de lo que va a ser un día con el Señor. We're all going to be there. Todos vamos a estar ahí. En el Señor, in Jesus. Praise the Lord for that. The last point, today's message. The church consists of members working together. La iglesia consiste de miembros trabajando juntos. How many of you like to work? ¿Cuántos de ustedes les gusta trabajar? All right, some of you are nervous answering. Algunos se pusieron nerviosos because you think I'm going to go sign you up, right? Ya los voy a ir a apuntar. I like to work. Don't get nervous. No se pongan nerviosos. Yeah. There are so many wonderful things that we see here about all these names. Tantas cosas bonitas de todos estos nombres. But you know what the one thing they had in common, lo que tenían en común, other than Jesus, aparte de Jesús, is they all worked for the Lord. Todos trabajaban para el Señor. And I'm so thankful for Brother Dalmo that went this week. The pastor blew it last Sunday, forgot to pray with everybody for Dalmo, but then I sent out the message, email. I know everybody didn't get it. Pero estoy tan agradecido con hermano Dalmo que fue a trabajar en Texas esta semana. El pastor la regó y no oró por él al final del servicio la semana pasada. Mandé un mensaje. Yo sé que todos no lo recibieron. But I'm so thankful, brother. Estoy tan agradecido because it's not to point out Brother Dalmo in a bad way. No es para apuntarlo de mala manera. But we all need to get out there and work for the Lord. Tenemos que trabajar para el Señor. But you know what the good news is? We don't all have to do it the same way. No todos tenemos que hacerlo de la misma manera. Some people would be going, wow, but I couldn't go to Houston and reconstruct the house. Yo no podría ir a Houston y reconstruir una casa. It's okay, you don't have to. No tienes que hacer eso. You have to do what God called you to do. Tú tienes que hacer lo que Dios te hizo, lo que Él te llamó. Some of you are good at cooking. Algunos de ustedes son buenos para cocinar. Let's see, how many of you are good at cooking? ¿Cuántos son buenos para cocinar? Oh, están nerviosos, wow. Think I'm going to want you to invite me over for lunch, huh? Piense que voy a pedirles que me invitan a almorzar. Then cook for the Lord. Cocina para el Señor. Use that as your ministry. Úsalo como tu ministerio. Some of you are good at encouraging others. Otros son buenos para animar. Encourage people for the Lord. Anima a otros para el Señor. Some of you are good at many things. Ustedes son buenos en diferentes cosas. Use whatever you're good at. Usa lo que tú eres bueno. Use it for the Lord. Úsalo para el Señor. Are you guys getting what I'm saying? ¿Están entendiendo? You know, some people think, oh man, I gotta serve the Lord. Tengo que servir al Señor. It's gonna be so boring. Va a ser tan aburrido. It's gonna be so hard. Va a ser tan difícil. How many of you have done something you really enjoy and the hours fly by? ¿Cuántos de ustedes han hecho cosas que disfrutan y las horas van corriendo? That's what it's like serving the Lord. Así es servir al Señor. Are there hard times? Yes. ¿Hay momentos difíciles? Sí. But let me tell you, when you do what God designed you to do, it's beautiful. Cuando tú haces lo que Dios te diseñó hacer, es algo bellísimo. How many appreciate that Sister Heidi is up there singing every week? ¿Cuántos aprecian que la hermana Heidi está cantando? And Sister Heidi, amén? La hermana Marina, Sister Marina, is singing. How many appreciate that Brother Josué is playing the guitar and not me? ¿Cuántos aprecian que el hermano Josué está tocando la guitarra y no yo? Amén. Because if I played it, it would sound like cats screaming. Si yo lo toco, va a sonar como gatos que están, alguien los está matando. How many are thankful that David is playing the drums? ¿Cuántos le dan gracias que el hermano David está tocando los... Right? How many thankful that Sister Annie is leading us in prayer? ¿Cuántos le dan gracias que la hermana Annie nos está dirigiendo en oración? Amén. Brother Robert, again, is up there with the AV. El hermano Robert and AV. Right? On and on. Sister Belkis with the kids. La hermana Belkis con los niños. I know. Now pretty soon it's like, oh, we're leaving out somebody. Discúlpeme, okay, if I didn't say your name. But what I'm saying is all of us have things that God can use to work together for His glory. Dios tiene cosas para cada uno de nosotros que usemos para trabajar juntos para su gloria. And guess what? The Lord doesn't want lazy children. El Señor no quiere hijos perezosos or disobedient or desobedientes. I'm sorry to give you pow-pow a little bit, but it's true. Where it applies, donde aplica. I say it with love, lo digo con amor. And we're not going to read all these verses because of time, but read with me 1 Corinthians 12:14. Miran conmigo 1 Corinthians 12:14. One of the things I'm going to do after this section is I'm going to begin to preach on gifts and talents. Después de esa sección voy a empezar a predicar sobre los dones y talentos. I really feel like people in the church need to know what their gifts and talents are. Nosotros debemos de saber cuáles son nuestros dones y talentos. And once we identify them, we need to say, Lord, here they are. How do you want me to use them for you? Y cuando ya estamos identificados, ¿qué son? Ahora, Señor, aquí está. ¿Cómo quieres que los usemos para ti? I believe that's going to be a powerful thing in our church when everyone is using their gifts and talents for the Lord. Va a ser algo poderoso en nuestra iglesia cuando cada uno está usando sus dones y talentos para el Señor. So here we read in 1 Corinthians 12:14, 1 Corinthians 12:14, and for homework, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 12 to begin preparing for that series. Como tarea les quiero asignar Primera de Corintios 12 como tarea para que se empiecen a preparar para esa sección sobre los dones. A lot of people don't understand what spiritual gifts are. We're going to talk about it later on. Muchos no entienden lo que son los dones espirituales. But here we go. In verse 4, versículo 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Ahora bien, hay diversos dones, pero un mismo Espíritu. But let me go to verse 14 now, perdón, versículo 14. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Ahora bien, el cuerpo no consta de un solo miembro, sino de muchos. We need to understand that if you are in the family of God, si estás en la familia de Dios, you're a part of the body of Christ. Tú eres parte del cuerpo de Cristo. And guess what? You are a member. Tú eres un miembro. You are a member. This arm is a member of my body. Este brazo es un miembro de mi cuerpo. And guess what? It's important. Es importante. Do you know that every part of my body is important? Cada parte de mi cuerpo es importante. Every part of your body is important, right? Cada parte de tu cuerpo. Is there anyone here that their pinky, they don't need it, I can just take it? ¿Hay alguien que el dedito pequeño no lo necesitan, me lo prestan? No, right? Every member is important. Cada miembro es importante. And every member is different. Cada miembro es diferente. The hand should not try to be like the foot. La mano no debe de tratar de ser como el pie, right? That would be ridiculous, right? Right? That right? It would be ridiculous. So we need to recognize that we are a part of the body. Somos parte del cuerpo. And we should what? Work together, right? Debemos de trabajar juntos. Do you guys do that? Do you have your body over here doing one thing and your body's doing something else? Right? No, you have your body working together. El cuerpo de nosotros no lo tenemos aquí en un lado haciendo una cosa y este lado haciendo otra. Although some of you are, I know, are multitaskers. So, algunos de ustedes son buenos para hacer múltiples cosas. But when you eat, normally, you're all into that, right? Cuando estás comiendo, estás a todo dar, right? So, when we're serving the Lord, we should give everything. Cuando estamos sirviendo al Señor, lo debemos de dar todo, but we need to do it together. Lo debemos de hacer juntos. You know what the problem is in a lot of congregations? El problema en muchas congregaciones, you have some people over here that are not working at all. Hay gente aquí que ni está haciendo nada. I'm not even going to give you the word for that. Ni te voy a dar la palabra de eso. Then we have the group over here that's working, but they don't talk to anybody else. Están los que trabajan, están aquí, pero no hablan con nadie más. They're just working away, doing their thing. Están trabajando, haciendo su propia cosa, and that's it. That's not good either, right? Right? And then we have the group that is working and they're communicating. Y el grupo que está trabajando y comunicando. We don't want to be the ones that don't do work. No queremos ser los que no hacen trabajo. We don't want to be the ones that work and just do our own thing. No queremos hacer los que trabajan y hacemos lo propio de nosotros. But we want to work together. Queremos trabajar juntos. Right? Because guess what? When we work together, God accomplishes more. Cuando trabajamos juntos, Dios hace más a través de nosotros. How many of you have ever been in one of these rowboats? ¿Cuántos de ustedes han estado en uno de esos barquitos where you have to use, right? You have to do this, you have to row. Anybody been in a rowboat or you have to do this? Anybody ever done that? And have you ever been in one where somebody else is in it? ¿Han estado en uno en que alguien más está con ustedes? I was in one time, and it was out in the middle of nowhere. Estaba casi al par del mar, and I was with this other girl. Estaba con esta otra muchacha. And let me tell you, it was a horrible 3 hours. Fue tres horas horribles. Because when I would go this way, she would go that way. Cuando iba para acá, ella iba para allá. And I would go this way, and she would go the other way. Like everything I would do, she would do the opposite. Todo lo que hacía, lo hacía lo opuesto. And she would yell at me the whole time. Y solo me gritaba. You're doing it wrong. Lo está haciendo mal. And we were going in circles. Así, en círculo. The other people, los otros, iban para adelante. They were way over there. Estaban allá. And we were like spinning. Like. And at one point, we went over. No, así nos fuimos. Woo! I knew it was wrong, right? I knew when I was like this, yo sabía cuando estaba así, that something was wrong. Que algo iba mal. That's how it is sometimes in church. Así en la iglesia. Because we're not working together. No estamos trabajando juntos. But God wants us to get to the goal. Dios quiere que lleguemos a la meta. And what's the ultimate goal? To be more like Jesus. La meta más grande es ser más como Jesús. But it's also that others would become a part of the family, right? Que otros sean parte de la familia. That we would grow. Que crezcamos. Not just in number, no solo número, but also spiritually, espiritualmente. That we would become a better family. Que seamos una mejor familia. And I believe that if we're a better family, si somos una mejor familia, God is going to use that to touch people. Dios va a usar eso para tocar a otra gente. And I believe God is going to use that so that we will get stronger. Dios va a usarlo para que seamos más fuertes. God will use it to show us things that we never saw before. Dios lo va a usar para enseñarnos cosas que nunca nos imaginamos. Some of you can't imagine all that God is going to do through you. Algunos de ustedes no se puede imaginar todo lo que Dios va a hacer a través de ustedes. Don't be afraid. No tengas temor. Some of you think that you're just little grasshoppers. Algunos de ustedes se sienten que son, a ver, ¿cómo? ¿Chapulines? Wow, chapulines. Como chapulín colorado. Wow. Santa Montes. Así, right? We think we're little. Pensamos que somos pequeños. And we just see giants y miramos gigantes. But the Lord is bigger than any giant. El Señor es más grande que cualquier gigante. And God can use even the little ones to do great things. Sometimes he purposely uses the weakest. Él a propósito a veces usa los más débiles to do the greatest things for his kingdom. Para hacer las cosas más grandes para su reino. So if you feel weak, be encouraged. Si te sientes débil, siéntate animado. God can use you. Dios te puede usar. Are you willing to work together? ¿Estás dispuesto a trabajar juntos?